A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, beginning at the first verse. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings," and they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
What did you notice about Matthew's account of the resurrection? For me, it was the placement of fear and great joy side by side in the same sentence, which seems appropriate because the theme for this first week of Easter is wonder. Ronald Rollheiser writes this: "Wonder and awe do us good, precisely because they stun and mute our spontaneous energies. They literally paralyze us so that we become reflective by conscription." Have you ever thought about it? Wonder comes so easily for children. They accept the world as it's presented to them with all of its inconsistencies, and they are frequently stunned by delight. For many of us, though, in the process of equipping ourselves with the tools that we needed for adulthood, critical thinking erodes our capacity for wonder. It's as if we can't have both. But actually we can. It's even got a name: post-critical naivety. That means being able to exercise and engage our critical brain while also being dumbstruck by the beauty of it all. We need to work particularly hard to notice wonder when we are in routine or when we're in overly familiar territory, because our head goes down and we can fail to notice the beauty that surrounds us. This week's practices are an attempt to help you tune in to the wonder of the everyday, using very ordinary things like the sense of sight and smell. Another foundational practice for wonder is gratitude, and that daily practice begins this evening. The tile text will tell you what you need to do for that. But before you get to that, we're going to replay the gospel reading. Take a bit of time to settle yourself. Clear away any distractions. And this time, as you listen to Matthew's account of the resurrection, imagine that you've never heard this particular story before. What leaps out for you that you'd never noticed? What causes you to wonder?
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, beginning at the first verse. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. "Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.